Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So the other day, my son broke his finger and he needed to get surgery. And sure enough, they get us in. They're fantastic. I love the operation there. It's the hand specialist of Ohio or something like that by Polaris Parkway. But here's the thing. My wife goes over to get his surgery done at 7 a.m. He doesn't eat the entire night before. This is his first surgery ever. He feels nervous, obviously. And they go in and guess what? The doctor says the power's out. The power is out. And my wife called me, and sure enough, I looked at the map, and out of any place in Columbus, Ohio, there's this little square over the hand specialist that basically says power's out. And sometimes in life, you just need to put it this way. It's not worth the energy. It's not worth the energy to get upset. It's not worth the energy to get flustered. You can't control it. I mean, we talked to our son in the moment, but we basically said, listen, man, God's in control, and he did not want you to have this surgery today. There's no other way around it. How do you explain that? And I said, listen, it could have been worse. You could have been going right into surgery and the power went out, and that would not have been cool. So I just want to challenge you today. There are some things that we can control that we should absolutely try to influence the outcome. And there's other times where we just can't. We just can't. It's beyond us. And it's not worth the emotional energy to get upset and angry and frustrated because there is no way around it. And I think the sooner we accept that, the sooner we'll be at peace. Because until we accept that, we're kind of in this chaotic place, unrest, frustration, anger. And anger results from a blocked goal. And anytime we feel angry, we need to say, what's the goal that's being blocked right now? And usually, with that healthy self-awareness, we realize, you know what, that is a goal that is being blocked. And then the question is, can I influence the outcome or can't I? And many times we can influence the outcome. In fact, the next day when they didn't pick up the phone for a while, I said, you know what? I'm in the area. I'm just going to stop in. And I was very kind, but I stopped in and said, hey, is there any way we can get him in this week? And they were fantastic. Again, big compliments to that place. And the staff was fantastic. And sure enough, I mean, I didn't need to come in all angry and frustrated. They had a probably call hundreds of people and reschedule. So I think the more that we can be self-aware, emotionally intelligent, the better. And hopefully this helps you out, my friend. So take care. Be a soul on fire. If you need more help on this topic, Your Secret Name is a fantastic place to start. It deals with a lot of self-awareness and why we get frustrated and angry. YourSecretName.com. Go get your free book there. Just cover shipping and handling. We'll send one out to you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at CarrieOberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.